climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back. It is a Make a Difference Monday here on the Joe Lynn Thomas Show, right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And it is also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We are celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it fits in perfect with our theme of Make a Difference Monday, because there's no question that the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. continues to make a difference. Joining me on the phone right now is Dr. Sidney Freeman Jr. He is a professor at the University of Idaho, an author, and a chief research scientist at the Black Research Institute for Flourishing and Thriving. And he is someone who is most certainly a change maker and a thought leader. Dr. Freeman, it's so good to be able to chat with you.
Yes, I'm enjoying our conversation.
Okay. And Dr. Freeman is going to be the speaker at our MLK banquet on Friday evening. The theme is owning our past and creating our future. And, you know, Dr. Freeman, I think it's so important that we own the past, because we can learn from it, and that will help us create a brighter future.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important, and that's some of the work that I've engaged in. So I first started the Black History Research Lab to get an understanding of the contributions of Blacks to the institution. And we're continuing to do that work, interviewing alumni, faculty, and staff, and students, and collecting that data. But through the initiative of the Black Research Institute for Flourishing and Thriving, what we're beginning to do now is to say, where are we going in the future? How can we put in practices and policies at the institution and in the local community that creates an environment where all Black citizens, employees, patrons are having a welcoming and inclusive environment?
That's so important, because history really does show us that we're better together. And where there's unity, there is strength. And if we want to truly have strong communities, we've got to make sure we're including everyone.
Definitely. And what I find is really important is to ensure that people are culturally aware, and you're doing that intentionally. So making sure that they are not just spending time around their own cultural group, but listening to the voices of others so that they can be knowledgeable and thoughtful about things beyond just their own local and personal needs.
So true. When we get outside the comfort zone and we get curious, some magical things are able to happen. And I love that you pointed out the importance of that cultural awareness, because if we're not aware, that's where some of those unintentional, uninviting attitudes can come from.
Oh, definitely. And I think that it is important for us to have these kind of forums, like the Idaho Falls African American Alliance's putting on. That's why this banquet is so important, because it brings different people together to have conversation and to learn from one another and celebrate some of the positive things that are going on in the community.
No question about that. There's something really beautiful that happens when we're willing to come together and have conversations. And, you know, Dr. Freeman, as you and I are talking, it makes me think about one of my favorite Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. quotes, and that is that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And this work matters because it has the power and potential to strengthen communities, and we make a better country one strong community at a time.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the work that I'm doing. So at first, the Black Research Institute for Flourishing and Thriving, we were focusing on the needs on campus. I think that's really important. And so we were collecting data. We continue collecting data related to the students so we can improve their experiences. But what's been really exciting is the work that we're doing now and connecting with the community. So on Wednesday this week, we are partnering with the Moscow Chamber of Commerce to put on a conversation about which we can create more a more welcoming and inclusive environment for Black citizens and employees and patrons and all that good stuff. And we're going to have conversation. The conversation and training will be facilitated by those from the Black and African American Cultural Center on campus. But they'll be talking about their work with local businesses to ensure that the students are benefiting from those relationships. And so those are the types of things that I'm excited about doing, partnering with our local theater to bring in individuals from the Idaho African American Business Alliance to talk about ways in which the community can better support our Black citizens. It's exciting work that we're doing, and so I'm so excited about what I'm learning about the work that's happening in Idaho Falls, and hopefully some of the things that I have learned I'll be able to share with you on Friday.
Right. And is there one particular message that you would like people to take away about this effort to create communities where every single individual is able to flourish and thrive?
Intentionality is the word of the week, the year, and into the future. And so I think to a point that you were making earlier about just saying we treat everyone good. Well, that is a start. However, each particular group has specific needs. And so one of the things that I have done is said, well, I know the police department, for instance, it'll sponsor Little League and it'll sponsor other things, right? So why couldn't the police department sponsor our Black and African American Cultural Center, right?
Right.
Being pretty specific in the ways in which we support those who are often underrepresented and under-resourced and supported. And so those are some things that I think are really important for not only businesses, but even local governmental agencies or units, what they can do to support the Black community and underrepresented communities writ large.
Dr. Sidney Freeman Jr., we are certainly looking forward to your message on Friday evening. Thanks for taking time today. We'll be right back.